This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us on to YouTube, join us on live chat, got you for 2 hours today. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing. Click on to YouTube front page, go to the right side of the page, join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call, you're driving, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is this, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Now, folks, there's much to cover today. Overwhelmingly, the mainstream media is continuously inundating the American people with the same narrative. Folks, as Ron Paul, congressman, 30 years, also a doctor, rightly said over 3 weeks ago, the coronavirus hoax is a hoax. Their narrative is falling apart day by day. And I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes from one that is well acquainted as to what's taking place. For those that do not know and that are still bamboozled by a lying media that, again, that they profess that they don't believe in, that act accordingly as to what the media does say, you live under the curse, just for the record, but you bring that upon yourself. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. For those that are crying out for more government intervention, you're asking for more intervention. You are putting yourself and your posterity under a curse. For those that are beginning to resist, there's a mass resistance taking place across this country because people are seeing this for what it is. And let me share that with you, friends. Yesterday I was on Alan Keyes' show. He's the former ambassador and former presidential contender who spanked Barack Hussein Obama in front of the world. And it was a glorious moment to watch, let me tell you. But I was on a show yesterday, and we were talking about this very topic. And it's interesting to note, while we were going back and forth bantering concerning the information, as to how much we agreed. And it's amazing how when you take the time to speak to other people, I don't care if it's at the gas station, the grocery store, whatever the case might be, you'll see easily, friends, that a massive amount of people are not following the narrative. They're not living according to the narrative. People are beginning, as I said just a moment ago, they're beginning to resist. You'd be called a dissenter to a tyrant, right? They want a name call. They want to call you the enemy of the state, when in fact they're the ones that are the enemy of the state because they have no executive authority to do the things that they're doing today. None whatsoever. But what are we seeing? Well, did you see this one? Kentucky governor said he'll track churchgoers' license plates and he'll quarantine them for 2 weeks. Whoa! Did you hear what I said? Look at how emboldened they are, friends. And again, this is the mainstream media's narrative. They don't want you. The mainstream media does not want you to know that a majority of the people in this country are not falling for the narrative that they mean to push on you and me. Because if they did, friends, guess what? It would weaken their agenda, and they don't want to do that. But they will broadcast, the Kentucky governor said, we'll track churchgoers, we'll get their license plate, and we'll quarantine them for 2 weeks. Hey, folks, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, either you quarantine him and prosecute him, or else you're going to lose your country. He has no lawful authority to make such a threat to anybody that he works for. And apparently in Kentucky, he has forgotten, this governor has, as to whom he works for. Kentucky governor will track churchgoers. He'll get their license plate and quarantine them for 2 weeks. Nope. They don't want you to know people are resisting, friends. They don't want you to know that people are having church across the country, friends, because it will destroy their narrative. It will weaken their agenda, and they just don't want that to happen. Like, for example, what they don't want you to know as to what took place in Seattle, Washington, when it broke, the story broke just 2 days ago concerning the Army base that they built there, a hospital. Well, guess what, friends? They're tearing it down already. You want to know why? Because not one individual was found having the coronavirus. Not a one. Just the same thing we're hearing in the state of Minnesota from our friends that are RNs. An hour and a half away in a bigger city, that they're not seeing what they're hearing on the media. It's the same thing we're hearing from our RN friend who is a female in Illinois. They're not seeing what the media is talking about, friends. Like my friend that's a doctor in the state of Minnesota here. He has yet to witness one coronavirus case. But then again, friends, what they don't want to give voice to is that of such as Senator Jensen, who's also a doctor, who told the American people just a couple days ago, this is a senator in the state of Minnesota that has no idea how the governor's running off of authority that was never delegated unto him by the people, when in fact he shared with us that the senator, the congressmen and the representatives don't even know what sort of authority he's running off of because they never gave it to him. But he shared with us that 7 days ago, papers were sent to him by the state, by the government, coaching him as to how he was supposed to doctor the papers up concerning elderly people that were dying. Tell the people that it was the COVID-19 virus, regardless if that's how they died or not. Are you catching on? All these numbers that you're hearing from the mainstream media, friends, do you notice how it went from millions now to hundreds of thousands? And don't forget, just last week, Todd Starnes going into Brooklyn, New York, where the media was highlighting that there was just massive lines of people getting tested for the coronavirus. But yet when he took the cameras there, he couldn't find one person. Just like our friend the week before, Jason Jones, when he went into Hawaii and he sincerely went to get tested for the coronavirus, he said that there was mass hysteria through the mainstream media telling us about all these long lines at the clinics of people that were getting tested for the coronavirus. Yet when he went there, he couldn't find one person in line. But what you didn't know, friends, is that they're emptying the coffers, these clinics are, concerning taxpayer dollars. They're ripping off the American people with the help of the mainstream media. And folks, they're not testing a single person. Folks, you're being lied to and you're being robbed. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Giving you facts, countering the mainstream media, CIA-controlled media's propaganda, and their useful idiots. I was just highlighting, friends, how these governors are just out of line. Anybody paying attention to how these governors are acting, friends? For those that are going along with the narrative, understand that you're adding strength to a narrative that is completely contrived, it's fabricated, it's fake, period. Just so you know. I'm going to get to some audio for you, and I'm going to have a doctor tell you just that, and as to who's behind it. It's pretty amazing, friends, but it's right in front of your face, and it's what we always said. We know what the pill is in this jam. No question about it. Here's the mainstream media for you. I just want to show you how they work, because they want to continuously broadcast fear to paralyze the American people, so they cry out for more government intervention. You don't realize what you're doing, folks. They want to continuously wield your chains as they enslave you. And this is what's happening in this country, and what's happening right now, friends, is their narrative is falling apart all over the country. Doctors, folks, there's 30 to 40,000 doctors worldwide right now that are petitioning and making the American people and other countries aware of what's going on with this coronavirus hoax. It's a hoax. Okay? Just like we always said, question its authenticity, question its origin. Remember, friends, nobody believes or trusts the governments in this country for the most part. And 94% of the people don't believe the media. Let me ask you the question, who told you that there was a virus? The very people you don't believe in. The very people you don't trust. The very people that continuously cover themselves concerning their scandals. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Friends, here's the CIA-controlled media for you. You ready for this? Man without a mask. This is national news. Mainstream media, again, just to show you how this works. They're pushing fear. Man without a mask refuses to leave a bus. The video goes viral. It's interesting how they just have these videos that work for the agenda. Yeah. They're one of their little minions, one of their little subordinates. We call them useful idiots that are going hand in glove because, as they say, they're just doing their job. They're not doing their job. They're selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas did Jesus Christ, period. They're traitors, okay? But man without face mask refuses to leave a bus, so the police pull him off. Did you hear what I said? So the police pull him off. But the police are telling you, two folks in this particular instance, that they're just doing their job, too. No, they're not doing their job. These are the kind of people that these globalists are looking for that will sell out their own people at will. Okay? And that's exactly what they're getting in this particular case. I'm telling you right now how the mainstream media works. They're pushing fear. They want to paralyze the American people. But let me tell you something. We were not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Okay, that's Philadelphia. Did you hear in Mississippi? I'm sure you've heard about this because we broke it before it made mainstream news, as usual. And I want to let you know something, too, firsthand. Don't for one moment think that these churches that are under attack right now, don't think for one moment we're not going to win the day, because we will. In every situation the churches stood up and fought, we've won the day. So, which begs the question to the alleged spiritual overseers across this country as to why have you shut your doors when this is your business, this is not the government's business. And first of all, there's lines between church and state barring the government from interfering into the church's affairs. So now we need, by the way, that's how Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, when he wrote that letter to Danbury Baptist in 1802, it was barring the government from what they're doing today. Okay? You have a backwards version, upside down on its head version, because what you're listening to is, again, the mainstream media who came down from the ACLU. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism, right? They were the ones that said there's lines between church and state. No, there's lines between church and state barring the government from interfering into the church, not the other way around, okay? But isn't it interesting, in Mississippi, this was the mainstream media's news as well. Mississippi churches, these elderly people sitting outside of the church building with their radios on, listening to the message of the pastor who is broadcasting from the inside. The police showed up. They said they were just doing their job, too. No, they weren't. But the Mississippi churchgoers were told to leave, and if they didn't leave, they were going to get a $500 fine. Oh, my goodness. America, do you not see what's going on? A virus isn't attacking you, America. Your government is attacking you. A virus is not attacking you, America. Your government is attacking you. You need to begin to ask these governors and the federal government, who is a creature of the state, not the other way around, where it is that they derive their constitutional authority to come up with some executive order which undermines the U.S. Constitution to quarantine healthy people in this country. I need someone to tell me. 1-866-582-9933. But do you see how the media works, friends? Do you see what they're pushing? Fear. That's it. More fear. As I said during the first segment, they can't get their numbers straight, friends. Now they're capitulating. They're reversing the numbers. Why? Because people are figuring out that what's going on is completely fabricated. And I want to tell you what good governments in this country is doing right now, and what good Americans are doing in this country right now. They're dissenting. They're defying tyranny at every given stage. You have the opportunity now to prove your God, America. Period. 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 Did you see what happened in Kansas? This comes from grassroots level, by the way. This isn't the mainstream media. But did you see in Kansas, the said representatives, good government, they undid the governor's coronavirus order, as if to suggest she has authority to do so, but they're undoing the governor's coronavirus order prohibiting large religious gatherings. They're telling the church, get in the pulpits and preach. That's good government, America. That's good government. That is the Church of Jesus Christ, and they are letting their light shine in this dark time, are they not? Amen. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are bringing it down in Jesus' name. I'm sick of it. And I know the American people are sick of it. I know the American people are disgruntled and they're tired of the tyranny. Did you see what happened again? Countering again. Friends, what happened just yesterday in Los Angeles, California? 30 people gathered for a one-year-old's birthday. Did you see what that tyrant mayor did in that state, along with that communist governor? They sent in the police force, 30 cops, to shut down that birthday party for that little one-year-old girl. See, you're being tested right now, America. You're being tested. Here, let me give you the narrative here. And I want you to listen carefully, okay? Know the symptoms of the coronavirus. Here they are. Okay? A headache. A runny nose. A sore throat. Listen carefully. Relinquishing your rights and your blood-bought freedoms. Know the symptoms of the coronavirus. Fever. Vomiting. Listen carefully. Craving an authoritarian dictatorship. What are the symptoms of the coronavirus? Shortness of breath, joint pain, fatigue, chills in extremities. Listen carefully. Overt trust in the state who works for you, not the other way around. Those that don't know what's going on here, friends, for your government to come in and quarantine healthy people and tell them that they can't work. Oh my goodness, are people really that ignorant? Are they really that ignorant? They want to break the system, and you do it for them? Is anybody thinking here? Hey, folks, know the symptoms of the coronavirus. Listen to the unspoken. And by the way, if you're in the Word of God, the unspokens are louder than the symptoms, just for the record. Listen carefully. Diarrhea, stomach flu-like symptoms. Phlegm, dry cough. Here's their unspoken, but I can hear it loud and clear. A controlled global economic crash. Anybody paying attention to what's going on here, friends? Fauci's narrative is falling apart day by day. Every time he opens up his little tyrannical mouth, he's being exposed for some sort of scandal under another administration after another administration proceeding. And another preceding administration, who's tied to the Clintons, by the way, and who's also on the board with, guess who, friends? Mr. Billy Bob Gates. Who's Bill Gates? The same person that believes the earth is overpopulated and he wants to save your life with, guess what, friends? A vaccination that he's going to profit from. Anybody paying attention to how history is being repeated here? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of social distancing, President Donald Trump had a special message for the nation.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
As the nation continues social distancing, many churches are holding their Easter services online. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know, some people say, Bradley, why are you so worked up? Some people say, why are you so adamant? Well, the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. I'm not the one causing myself to burn. The Holy Ghost is. Read Hebrews 1:7. I got a question for you. You ask why I'm all worked up about what's going on. Let me ask you the question, in some cases. How come you're not all worked up about what's going on? They're attempting to enslave you and your posterity, your children and your children's children. Look at the $2 trillion bill they just passed. Isn't it interesting how they had to do that? They wanted to rob the bank on the north side of town, so what they did is they took the media and got you distracted by what's going on over on the south side of town. Right? Isn't this what they always do? Smoke and mirrors, right? Distraction, political distraction. Isn't that what's going on? Oh, you know it is. You know it is. How is it that Americans aren't worked up if they're not? Well, I'll tell you, ones that aren't worked up, they're the ones going right along with the narrative. Right along with the sheeple that are paying attention to the media, again, that they don't believe in. Now listen, friends, what I want to do here is I want you to listen to this doctor. Because as I was just talking about just a couple of moments ago, concerning what's taking place here, here we have Bill Gates. By the way, we just found out that Fauci is on Bill Gates' board. Okay, he's the one right next to the President of the United States of America. And let me insert this into this conversation, because you heard Donald Trump just talk about this invisible enemy. I'm here to tell you the enemy is not invisible. He is the one selling and advocating the agenda that Fauci and Bill Gates are serving up and selling. How people in this country sit there and talk about a deep state, which is a bunch of baloney. If you want to contend for that, please set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. You have over 122 radio stations to correct me on. There's a lot of people listening right now. You have 53 countries listening in as well. And also take note that we're the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication during this time slot. So you can really set me straight right now as to what's going on here. How is it that people continuously blame the deep state for what's happening here when Donald Trump is the one signing off on these bills that are delivered up to him by Nancy Pelosi, by Chuck Schumer? Folks, they're on the same team. They win, you lose every single time. When are you going to get it? You're getting it. You're just not getting the revelation of it. You're getting the butt end of it. Okay? I want you to listen to this. This is Dr. Shiva exposing FOSSI, Burks, Gates, and the acronym WHO, COVID-19 endgame. This is just in part. This whole piece is about 55 minutes long. He's being interviewed on a program called TED Talk. Okay? And I'll add my two cents after you listen to this. It goes on for a couple minutes, and it's important that you hear directly from a doctor as to what's taking place. Go ahead, play that.
This is Dr. Shiva exposing Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Bill Gates, and the World Health Organization COVID-19 endgame. Yes, welcome back to the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Now, before we get started, go ahead and tap the red subscribe button down below for more groundbreaking interviews like the one you are about to witness. Then I want you to do this. Hit the share button so okay. that you can participate in the viral tidal wave.
We should have that teed up. Sorry about that,
now,
folks.
I do That's need right. to remind our viewers that the information presented here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and has not been evaluated by the FDA. So please consult your physician before starting any medical.
Listen to who the players are.
Last time we had Dr. Shiva Iyaduri on the Next News Network, he exposed everything that the deep state is trying to hide about
the
coronavirus.
Here he talks about the deep state.
The interview went mega viral. Now, if you don't know Dr. Shiva, he specializes in finding solutions through a biological engineering systems approach, or in very simple terms, what he does is eliminate the need for animal testing by replicating those same processes on the computer. Now, over the last weeks and months, Dr. Shiva has been focused on the science as well as the fake science and claims made by the World Health Organization, supported by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, who are, now we're learning, have ties to the deep state, the Clinton Foundation, as well as the Gates Foundation. So it's clear to see
that explains
now
why Clinton has not been prosecuted.
Projection numbers, which they have consistently lowered. Okay, the original numbers, willfully promoted by the corporate-approved media, led to a panic-driven, disastrous global economic collapse. And today, we're happy to have him back to update us on his latest research and the real agenda that is being pushed through what he calls the greatest fraud on America to manipulate the economy, suppress dissent, and push mandated medicine.
That's right.
Dr. Shiva, welcome back to the show. Let's get straight into it. Bring us up to speed from when we spoke last and tell our audience about your latest findings.
Sure. Great to be here, Gary. I think there's two findings. You know, the what's going on, Gary, is we have the intersection of the issues of health and science along with politics. So it's a fascinating world we're in. And I feel, frankly, very, very honored to be able to share the knowledge that I was fortunately able to acquire through my education here in the United States and, you know, growing up in Jersey, et cetera, which I've shared about before. But the key things are there's two events taking on. You have the political aspect, which, you know, I talked about in that tweet. You know, really, I think that tweet really brought up those three aspects, right? This entire fear-mongering is really the essence of it, is to suppress dissent, right? The second part of it is to crash the economy, and the third part of it is to push mandated medicine, and I still stand by that. And what we've seen since that tweet came out is essentially, you know, everyone showing their cards. That's what's really happening. So let's talk about Fauci. You know, since we spoke, we ran a campaign to fire Fauci, and I frankly believe this individual should be indicted and should be fired, and all sorts of charges should be leveled at him because he's essentially been the mastermind of an organization for many, many years across many, many presidents, which has promoted a fake science that the immune system is so weak and that you always characterize some virus as a cause of destruction to the immune system. He did this with HIV and AIDS. And so this is his, you know, probably second or third rodeo. And the goal here is to scare everyone with a fake science understanding that as though the immune system gets attacked by the virus, right? So one of the things we did was we called for his firing and his indictment, and I think close to 40,000 people in a few days signed that petition. I would say we probably have close to 2,000 doctors now, Gary, across the world, because the doctors themselves are recognizing that they are victims of a big pharma medical education system. Look, there are many doctors, you know, some people I know, you know, in related family who go into medicine, they have a noble cause to do it. But the reality is the entire medical education process is not an education process that is focused on teaching people how to heal themselves, right? It's not a process that teaches the physician how to treat the body as a system. It's not a process that teaches the physician how to use nutrition, as you know, Hippocrates said, food is medicine. So all of that gets thrown out the window, and after they come out of medical school, what they are, unfortunately, is most of them are automatons. I'm not talking about the surgeons and the anesthesiologists. Those guys are like plumbers and electricians. They actually have to go in there and solve a problem. But fundamentally, the typical physician, they come out there as automatons. If this, do this. If this, do this. And they have golden handcuffs that if they don't do that, they're liable and the boards own and control them. You could almost say they're, you know, carbon-based automatons, okay? And at one point, it'd probably be easy to replace them. There's a growing movement of physicians who are recognizing that. Now, if you look at a guy like Fauci, I believe he's on the Leadership Council of the Gates Foundation. He loves the Clintons. And his relationship through the NIH and the CDC and the WHO is this triangle, which, by the way, the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese CDC is part of. The NIH of the United States funded, even as early as 2 or 3 years ago, $14 million to the Chinese CDC. So the entire cabal here is not about health. It's not about understanding how we boost people's immune systems. In many of the videos I put out, the immune system, from a very fundamental system standpoint, is our operating system. Above that, all the quote-unquote apps run, right? If your operating system is dysfunctional.
Okay, so folks, this goes on for another 45 minutes, but I wanted you to hear the connections between the Fossies, okay? Bill Gates, he's on his board. This is the guy standing right next to the president, right, that the president introduces to sell the propaganda, to sell Bill Gates, that you might buy, the propaganda being shoved down your throats. Notice the connection between Bill Gates, the Clintons, and the Chinese. Now, don't forget about, friends, by the way, back in the 1990s, do you remember when the whole Monica Lewinsky thing broke? Everybody thought it was Monica Lewinsky. That's why they were going to impeach him, Article 2, Section 4. Well, guess what, friends? That was the cover story to the mainstream media to cover for Bill Clinton concerning his real crimes against the American people. Does anybody know what it was? It was called Chinagate. So this relationship between the Clintons and the Chinese have been going on for a long time. And don't ever think for one moment, friends, that the Chinese are enemies with these people. They're doing business together. Same thing with Russia. Okay? They're not enemies, friends. They're doing business together. What they're trying to implement is a government foreign to ours. Now, going back to the Clintons and Chinagate, keep in mind he was being impeached for his involvement in selling military, U.S. military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. You never heard that because they didn't want you to know that. They don't want you up in arms, friends. They want you to just keep, they want to keep entertaining you. Tain derived from entertaining means to stop from entering in. They want to entertain you out of your freedoms. They want you to believe that they know better than anybody else. Do they? Hey, folks, right on cue, what's going on here? The pill and the jam, Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccinations, right? Now they're talking about a patch, a tattoo, or papers. And if you don't get vaccinated, friends, you can't buy, you can't sell, because they want to put a chip in you. This is all happening in real time in front of us today. It's not a good idea for you to get involved tomorrow. It's a good idea for you to get involved today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5 star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Appreciate it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I put this post up, and I do a whole show on this, and I haven't done it in a long time. But it was a picture of Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler, for those that didn't know, was Time Magazine's, in America, Man of the Year in 1938. Oh, and they had Stalin as the Man of the Year. It's amazing the people that your mainstream media has propped up as the Men of the Year in this country. In 1938, Time Magazine's Man of the Year was Adolf Hitler. And what's the moral of the story? Mainstream media is not always reliable. Of course not. They put him up like he was a war hero when he's a criminal. My goodness, friends. Same thing with Stalin. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Dictators. Mussolini. Our media puts them up. Did you know that Joseph Stalin, Roosevelt had Americans calling Joseph Stalin he who murdered 20 to 40 million of his own people. Your president in the 30s had the American people calling Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, Uncle Joe. How much worse today? Now, the reason I bring this up is it just came up in front of me, but it does add to this conversation. I have a friend that's involved with tactical training in the state of Ohio. And they have travel papers there. Did you know that? Talked to somebody in Tennessee yesterday. I said, I know that you basically going back and forth from Tennessee to your home state in Maryland. He said, yeah, we can't do that anymore. They're stopping us at the borders, and they're telling us to turn around. Does this sound like America to you, friends? Papers? Bill Gates, as I said during the last segments, talking about a patch? Folks, I don't know if you're noticing this, too. At the same time, simultaneously, as this is all going on, today just broadcasted a company where they used one of their own employees, where they actually injected a chip, which is the sign, size of a grain of rice. Oh, like it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. And then they followed him after he got the chip in his hand so he could buy a bag of potato chips without cash. Does this all sound a little eerie, friends? Does it? Because Revelations tells me all about this. And by the way, this message from this pulpit is not gloom and doom. I just want to make clear on this. My message today is do what the church does. Reprove darkness. Resist tyranny. And fight the good fight of faith. Okay? Revelations 13:17, in that no man might buy or sell, save he that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, folks, over the next couple days, you're going to have the opportunity to sit down and be quarantined like a good vassal or a serf, a slave, or you're going to stand up and live your life and get back to work. Again, I'm asking you the question, for those that have not thought this through yet, where and how are they going to enforce an illegal executive order? And I'll tell you this, on the other side of all of this, friends, I can see and foresee, besides the fact that we're all being tested right now, there is going to be a lot of major lawsuits taking place. But it's not enough to have a lawsuit. It's enough to remove these people lawfully. I'm looking for reformation, not revolution, though we're already in the revolution that they're inciting, by the way, corruption. And they need to be charged. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Listen to me. They need to be lawfully dealt with. This Dr. Shiva that I just played for you is calling for the indictment of Dr. Fauci for being a liar, a criminal, and a scam that he is. And for what he has perpetuated upon the people in this country. Why is that so far out of your mind? And by the way, I also wanted to say, wasn't it interesting that Clinton was involved in this mix? Now to explain, now that should help you understand, as I explain this, why the Clintons have never been prosecuted by this administration. And going back to what Donald Trump said two breaks ago, you know what? This is an invisible enemy. No, it's not. They're right in front of your face. And you know exactly who they are. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again until the American people say no more. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. And as you allow them to do it again, you're only, again, adding strength to tyrants. Okay? Where are the William Wallaces? Where are the John Knoxes? Where are the George Whitfields? Where are the Black Robe Regiments? Huh? Where are the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's? Where are the Eleazars, the sons of Dodo? I'm curious. Where are they at? Where are the King Davids that stand up against the Goliaths? Where are they at? I'm telling you what, friends, they're hard to find in this country, aren't they? But they're out there. And I'll tell you where they're at right now. They're the ones that are standing up in dissent, in defying tyranny in obedience to God today. And I praise God for every single one of them. Going back to Adolf Hitler, do you see this? You notice the words they're using, friends? Essential papers. You have to have an essential patch. We want to give you essential papers that you've been vaccinated. Essential. Sounds familiar. If it doesn't sound familiar to you, do yourself a favor and watch Schindler's List. Okay, I want to get on to good government here. Because not everyone in government is going along with the Nazi-like or Soviet-style propaganda. Good government is resisting. And one such person just happens to be a governor who said she would not be herded in and herded along with everybody else because they're doing it. She's the governor out of the state of South Dakota who is knocking it out of the park. I want her to know that you have our full support, as do you have the support of every patriot, Christian, conservative in this country for actually doing what it is that you swore that you would do.
I wanted to touch on the role of government in a crisis situation. In this country and in our state, we have a government that is run by, for, and of the people.
Christy Noem.
The people have established national and state constitutions that place specific limits on the role of government in our lives. Those limits prevent us from taking draconian measures, much like the Chinese government has done and what we have seen. There also is some limits that keep us from taking some of the actions we've seen European governments take that limit citizens' rights. Our Constitution ensures the citizens' right is protected. I agree with the role of the government as set forth in our state and in our national constitution. I took an oath to uphold these constitutions.
Amen.
My role in respect to public safety is something that I take very seriously. The people themselves are primarily responsible for their safety.
Not the government.
They are the ones that are entrusted with expansive freedoms. They're free to exercise their rights to work, to worship, and to play, or to even stay home, or to conduct social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Since the middle of February, I've been very clear that people need to take personal responsibility for their health and the well-being of their families.
Not the government's job.
They should be practicing good hygiene. They should be washing their hands, practicing social distancing to make sure that we are stopping the spread of this virus in our state. Other than a select few, the work that the people of South Dakota have been doing has been tremendous and has been incredibly effective. We have been able to bend the curve a great deal. We have been able to make sure that we're keeping our hospital capacity at a manageable level, and we are continuing to push our peak day.
But you go there and nine other states in the United States of America, and our union friends, they are not using draconian measures, austere, rough, authoritarian methods, in any sense of the word. You heard what she said. I believe that she's giving props to appease maybe her opposition at some point, but I don't believe that these nine governors in these nine states that are resisting what the federal government is doing today, I don't believe that they're going along because they believe anything that's coming from the top, because they understand what's going on behind closed doors. Here's another person I want to highlight very quickly, friends. And we're talking about not everyone in government is going along with these Nazis, these Soviet-style propagandists, okay? PJ Media reported Sheriff Scott Nichols brought forth a strong message for the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, who issued a stay-at-home order with threats of police punishment if not followed. The sheriff stood up Nichols and issued a statement on the Franklin County Facebook page saying, in no uncertain terms, he will not follow the unconstitutional orders. He said, we will not be setting up a police state, period, he wrote. The sheriff's office will not purposefully go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road or stop and ask why people are out and about. To do so puts our officers at risk. And I end with first hour. This is not Nazi Germany, said the sheriff, or Soviet Russia, where you are asked for your papers. Folks, there's a foreign government attempting to reestablish who we are in this country, and either you're going to resist or else you're just going to go along with it to your own demise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hour two coming right up after this break.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.